Gentlemen, about midway through the Chamber Music Cincinnati season and next concert coming up, actually just a couple of days away this coming Tuesday. Tell me about this program with St. Lawrence String Quartet. Sure, they've been here before.
Yes, St. Lawrence String Quartet has played on our season series many times to great acclaim. They've just come out actually with a recording of the complete Joseph Haydn String Quartet's Opus 20, of which there are six. And they are playing Opus number 5 on our concert, which is preceded by a lecture demonstration done by Jeff Nuttall, one of their violinists. And we're very excited about that.
Is that something a little different for Chamber Music Cincinnati concerts?
Yeah, we've never done it before.
Oh, good.
As far as I know, and I've been around a long time, so I haven't seen it before. And I think it's especially exciting because I think Haydn is one of those composers that's ubiquitous and he's everywhere, but I think he's taken for granted a little bit. You know, he's the opening string quartet on many concerts and people think, oh, another Haydn quartet, but Haydn is actually a very profound, deep composer and essentially invented the string quartet as we know it. And the Opus 20 string quartets are the kind of the first series of his really great string quartets that are performed around the world. I'm excited the St. Lawrence String Quartet is actually going to analyze them and take them apart for our audience so that we can understand how Haydn composed them and how he put them together. It'll be very exciting for our audience.
What's cool and interesting is also that Haydn was the father of symphony, father of the string quartet. And as Ruel said, you know, it's a lot of deep and profound work, but there's also, you know, he's a very funny composer as well, a very clever composer. And Jeff Nuttall, who is the first violinist of the quartet, is a supremely engaging and energetic individual. You can see that in his playing, but also he's a very learned, scholarly guy. And so, you know, I was kind of really excited to see that as one of the things they were offering, because to get inside the work of Haydn delivered by somebody who, you know, has obviously played all of the quartets, but is an incredible communicator, it should be really exciting.
Will there be a Q&A as part of this, or is it basically a one-guy show?
I think it's a one-guy show. I mean, I know the people on the St. Lawrence String Quartet does Awadajan, and I would be very surprised if they did
if
not.
They didn't chime in.
Yeah, I can't imagine that if somebody has a question and raises his hand that he's going to say no. One thing I should mention about the St. Lawrence String Quartet, to follow up on something that Awadajan said about their scholarly approach, is that they are the resident string quartet at Stanford University.
And they've been there for quite a while.
Playing this coming Tuesday at Memorial Hall, the St. Lawrence String Quartet, part of Chamber Music Cincinnati's 2019-2020 season. Moving on to March, about the middle of March, Pavel Haas Quartet comes in.
Yes, the Pavel Haas Quartet played on our series a few years ago, and they played a concert to significant acclaim, so we brought them back. They're a Czech string quartet, and they've won several Grammy Awards for their recordings, the most recent of which is a recording of Dvorak chamber music. So we're very pleased to have them on our series. They're performing quartets by Martinu, Bartok, and by Beethoven. And the Beethoven quartet is they're performing as Opus 130, and they're also playing the Opus 133 Grosse Fugue, which was originally a part of the Opus 130 string quartet.
Was originally the last movement, and then he revised it. I was playing it actually for some students. We were having a conversation yesterday about where the classical and romantic periods begin and end, and I challenged them with the Grosse Fuge about where exactly would you put that. I mean, it's light years, you know, where Beethoven ended up was light years ahead of the normal progression of the time. And then you also have the cavatina in that quartet, which is this incredibly beautiful, heart-wrenching movement, the most tender of things, and then in some ways juxtaposed and together with the most violent of things in ways with the Grosse Fuge. So it encapsulates Beethoven's compositional style in so many, many ways.
Right, and the format of the piece is unusual. I mean, string quartets typically would follow in the classical and early romantic era, at least in the classical era especially, would follow a four-movement format, but the Opus 130 is six movements. It's like a suite in a way.
That's Ruel Esch and Awadajan Pratt is with us, visiting with us, talking about Chamber Music Cincinnati concerts coming up. That's Pavel Haas Quartet. And a name we know quite well around here is a wonderful pianist, Murray Pariah. Is this his debut here, isn't it?
I'm not aware that he's performed here. I mean, I've lived in Cincinnati now for about 37 years.
As far as I remember.
I haven't seen him here yet.
It's possible that in the early years that he played with the orchestra. I have to check on that. But
that's true.
Certainly as a recital, I think it's a recital debut. You know, when I was a student, I had the opportunity at Peabody to play for Pariah and in a master class. you know, a lot of times you play in a master class and, you know, you get a little bit of something, but nothing kind of transformational. Whereas with Pariah, it really was transformational. And he was very kind and generous with me. I was able to, in the course of the next few years, wherever he was, I could contact his manager and get tickets to a concert. And so I saw him, you know, with some regularity. I really, given that it's the 90th anniversary season of the organization and, you know, we were really looking to put a capstone on the series. So I thought, you know, let's go for somebody who's one of the more amazing pianists, more profound and wonderful pianists who hasn't been here. So very much looking forward to that.
That'll be on actually on St. Patrick's Day on March 17th, also in Memorial Hall. Your concerts in the past have been on campus mostly?
We have done our concerts mainly on campus. We had a couple seasons at the Aronoff, and now we've moved to Memorial Hall, which our audience is very excited. The revamped Memorial Hall is much improved. The acoustics are good. We're excited to be in the Over the Rhine Arts Corridor. It's a lot of great things are happening there right now. And we've got nice synergies with the Cincinnati Symphony, too, because, you know, they're a stone's throw away from us. For example, we can borrow their pianos when we need to. And
bingo.
And things like that. So the audience is very happy with the Memorial Hall.
You agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The acoustics are superb and sight lines are good, but it's also not a stuffy place, so it's a nice size.
A very nice size. Yeah.
That's right.
Ruel Ash and Awadajan Pratt, thanks so much for visiting with us. Again, the next concert, Chamber Music Cincinnati, is just a couple of days away, this coming Tuesday evening with the St. Lawrence String Quartet.
Our audience can buy tickets to the three remaining concerts at our website.
We'll put a link on our website, wbxu.org. Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.